下午好。
Good afternoon。
这里的题目说多不多，说少也不少。
So there's, you can say there's a lot of questions, or can there's a few questions.
我只给一个原则，就是说，希望我们所问的问题都现在我们这一次三天讲到的这个范围里头。
So there's only one thing I want to clarify is that the questions should be limited to the what we have shared in these 3 days of conference.
如果没有这样的一个小的限制的话呢，那天南地北从创世纪谈到启示录，那我们就不要回家了。
So otherwise, without this sort of frame, then otherwise we can actually ask questions from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and we can be here a very long time.
对，那问题就永远问不完的。
Because there's always never-ending questions.
所以我把它稍微限制在我们这三天讲到的这个范围里头。如果你有不清楚的，你可以来问。
So we're limiting our questions to be around the message for the 3 days.Any part you're not clear, you can ask.
好，第一个问题，我就是没有一个刻意的顺序，我只是抓到哪一个题目答哪一个题目啊。
So these questions are not in particular order.
启示录后面说，我们要与主一同掌权，作王一千年。让人有点兴奋。我现在在教会里摆上，如果是为着这个，我知道不太好。这不是与世上的功利人士一样吗？但这是主自己说的，你是如何看这个问题呢？
So the question goes like that. At the end of Revelation, it says that we shall reign with the Lord for 1,000 years.And so when I read this, I'm very excited. And so that unto this aim, I actually serve quite fervently in the church. But is that also not good? Because it feels like I serve because I want a reward. But however, this is what the Lord has said. So what is your opinion?
读圣经要小心地读。
So when we read the Bible, we need to read it carefully.
因为我读错了。你就误解了，那你就观念就有问题了。
So if you read the Bible wrongly, then you have a wrong perception. Then there'll be questions.
因为你刚刚说到这个问题是说，我读了就很兴奋啊，让人有点兴奋，哇，将来要与主同掌权一千年。
So you said that when you read about you shall reign with the Lord for 1,000 years, you were very excited.
慢点兴奋。
But your excitement should come slowly.
让我们看看圣经怎么说的。
But let us see what the Bible says.
请你打开启示录。
Let's open the book of Revelation.
讲到一千年这个地方，千年国度是20章。
So this is in chapter 20, speak about this 1,000-year reign.
对。启示录二十章
Revelation chapter 20,
我们要念的是第四节到第六节。
We're going to read from verse 4 to verse 6.
看清楚哈。我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证并为神之道被斩者的灵魂和那没有拜过兽与兽像也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。
Verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them.Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
好， 谁可以与主同掌权一千年与他一同做宝座。
So who are these that shall reign with the Lord for 1,000 years?
圣经怎么说？
What did the Bible say?
那些给耶稣做见证，这是第一。第二，并为神之道被斩者的灵魂。
So it says, firstly, it's all the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus, and also second, for the word of God.
第三，没有拜过兽像，没有拜过兽与兽的像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂。
And thirdly, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands.
换言之，这些都是因为要为耶。这些人都是因为要为耶稣做见证，不像兽与兽的像或者兽的印记妥协而被斩，就是砍头。
So in other words, it means these are those who will not compromise to worship the beast and his image, and also will not receive his mark on their forehead or hands.And for that reason, they were beheaded. Their head got chopped off.
所以这些人都是殉道者。
So all of them are martyrs.
那这些人要与主同掌权一千年。
So these shall reign with the Lord for 1,000 years.
所以你如果觉得这个很兴奋的话，我很佩服你。
But if you're excited for this, then I really admire you.
Yeah, 这个代价是生命的代价。
Because this price is a price of a life.
他们出了这个最高的代价。
Because they have paid the highest price.
主耶稣答应说，你们如果这样忠心的话，我就给你这样的奖赏。
And that was Jesus' promise to them. If you be faithful unto death, then I will reward you.To be reign with me for 1,000 years.
所以你问我，你如何看这个问题？我只能这样看，我不能有任何其他的看法。
So if you ask my opinion, well, this is exactly what the Bible says. I have no other opinion than the Bible.
对，好了，够了吧？下一个问题。
Next question.
彭弟兄，你昨天说到 Temple Institute 把圣殿内一切的物件都制造好了，请问包括约柜吗？他们重新做了一个新的约柜，还是已经找到失落2500年的约柜？
So this question is saying, Brother Jonathan, yesterday you spoke about when you visited the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. It's saying that inside them they have prepared all the furnitures and everything that is for the temple. Does that include the ark?Did they actually make a new ark, or did they actually found the ark that was lost for 2,500 years?
关于约柜在哪里？
The question's asking about where is the ark today?
有很多不同的说法。
There's many people have given different opinions.
有的人说在伊索比亚。
Some say that Ethiopia.
有的人说就在那个圣殿山那个大平台的下面。
Some say it's just hidden on the Temple Mount under the rock.
有的说是在这个耶稣上十字架的那一个咕噜，那个咕噜山上。
So they say that could be also in under the Mount Golgotha.
对。在哥哥他这个山，耶稣上十字架的这个下面。
And they say it's under where Jesus crucified in Mount Golgotha.
所以关于到底这个约柜自从巴比伦王尼布加尼撒把第一个圣殿毁了烧了之后，这个约柜就失踪了。
So from the days when the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, came and destroyed the temple in Jerusalem, from that time the ark went missing.
到所罗巴伯建第二个殿的时候，殿是建了，但是约柜不在里头。
So when Zerubbabel returned to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, they have rebuilt the temple, but in the temple there's no ark.
所以 Temple Institute, 我们去参观的时候，我们是看到有约柜。
So when visiting the Temple Institute, we see they have made an ark.
那么到底这个约柜是原版的还是翻版的？
So whether it's the original or it's a copy?
没有人问，也没有人回答。
So no one asked that question, so we got no answers.
所以我只能说我看见有约柜在 Temple Institute。
So I can only say that I saw an ark in the Temple Institute.
至于它是原版还是翻版，我不知道。
So whether it's the original or the copy, I do not know.
但是第二个殿如果没有约柜在的话，第三个殿有没有约柜也不是变成重点了，对吧？
So if the second temple that was rebuilt inside has no ark, then the third temple rebuilt whether it has an ark or not may not be the focus.
那么圣经有提到，在启示录有提到约柜。
Because in the Bible, in Revelation, it also did mention about the ark.
有谁记得在哪里写到有约柜？第四章。
The four?
第四章没有的，你如果去找的话呢，你慢慢找吧，在反正启示录里有提到约柜。
九章四节。
好。
四节没有。
九章四节。
约柜没有九章四节。
对对，十一章十九节那是对的，十一章十九节是对的，十一章十九节在第。
So in Revelation chapter 11 verse 19
提到那个约柜是在天上真帐幕里有约柜。
See the temple of God was opened in heaven and the ark of His covenant was seen in His temple.
对，所以真正的原版的约柜是在天上第三层天的真帐幕里有约柜。
So in the true tabernacle in heaven, that is the true ark of covenant.
好，约柜我希望就是这样，因为没有人可以真正的说约柜在哪里。
So the answer for this question is that there's no one really knows where the original ark is.
你有兴趣，你可以在 YouTube 里面打 the ark， 那你就会去。它上面什么理论都有。
So if you go to YouTube and you type in the ark, then you probably can find lots of people trying to tell you where the ark is.
对。下一个问题，彭弟兄，你昨天的信息中提到第三圣殿将被建造，与金顶的清真寺并列，请问现在金顶清真寺所在的位置难道不是犹太人的第一和第二圣殿所在的旧址？现在有考古历史圣经学家认为圣殿地址应在大卫之城内的锡安山上，你如何看这个问题？好。
It's like Brother Jonathan, that in yesterday's message, you spoke about the third temple being rebuilt, and could be actually also together exists with the two domes on the Temple Mount. But at the current place, at the Temple Mount, that is the Jews' first and second place for the temple.And there are many archaeologists and also historians and also Bible scholars they also feel that the place for the temple to be rebuilt is at the city of David in Mount Zion. How did you see this question?
关于圣殿的位置应该在哪里，有三个理论。
So according to the place where the temple mount, temple shall be built, there are three different opinions.
最好能够把一张相片放在上面，解释就容易了。不然的话，你要用想象。
He's going to put a photo, they're going to get projected onto the overhead, and that will really help with the explanation. 给我 Wi-Fi